Om Shanti. Today is the Murli of 24th of April 2020. Essence is sweet children. The confluence age is the most elevated age. It is during this age that you souls meet the Father, the Supreme Soul. And this is the true Kumbha Mela. So isn't it true that this is the only time, the confluence age, that the meeting between the Father and I takes place? Imagine we will have everything in the golden age. We will have a brand new world. We will have all the love, the peace, you name it, all the abundance. Even the elements will be there to serve us. But there's always a but. We will not have Baba. And I see it like living in a rich family, but when the one you love passes away, then what is the value of the wealth, the power, the possessions? If you lost the main thing, which was your love, then you lost everything. So nothing else is of value. So the confluence age is the only time in which to create karma with God. And all the good karma that I create now is being stored in the account of God. God is also looking after my account. See, in bhakti, we say that it was indirect, but now it is direct. So just imagine karma with God, right? When we create karma with somebody at the passport office, like when we build a relationship with somebody at the embassy or some person of influence, then anytime we need them, we call them up and we say, hello, do you remember me? And so now, if I create karma with God, then that karma will protect me throughout the cycle. Because God's influence in the form of my good karma will be there throughout the whole cycle. So if I'm not feeling close to Baba now, and if I'm not creating karma with him now, then how can I possibly have the right to call out to him later in the cycle? And how can I expect him to help me? He will ask, well, who are you? Why are you calling out to me? I don't know you. So that's why Baba says again and again, children, study and claim a high status. And what would a caring parent tell his children? Children, please study so that you can take care of yourself when I am gone. Otherwise, you will have to suffer. So to remember Baba out of bhavana, this deep devotional feeling, is different from remembering him out of duty. So we really need to remember Baba out of deep love. And the reason why Baba says, remember him, is so that we stay in his orbit, under his influence. Because whoever we think about, we begin to become like them, and we begin to think like them. So the fact that we have to go up to remember Baba means what? That we are naturally being pulled beyond this material world, this physical world, the influences of this world. And so as I remember Baba, I also reconnect, I remember myself with God's qualities, the highest qualities. And that's what Baba wants us to do all the time, is keep going up. Instead of this way, horizontally, keep going up vertically. And so leading from this, Baba is talking about becoming free from attachment. And Baba says there is a story about a king who conquered attachment. So he doesn't mention the story, so I thought I would mention it. And it's of course the story of King Janak. So there was a wandering monk who once visited the city of Mithila. And this was ruled by King Janak. And King Janak was known to be a king, but also a wise man. And so this monk went around asking everyone who is the best teacher around here? And to his surprise, every spiritual person around him referred to the king and said, it's King Janak. So the monk was both puzzled and furious. And he thought, how can a king be spiritually high? And he thought that these people don't know anything about spirituality. They are just engrossed in their material pleasures. He went to the king and they allowed him to enter and everything. And he asked the king, he said, O king, all the learned people around here speak very highly of you. But how can you, as a king, be more spiritual than we who have given up everything in search for the highest truth? So the king said, Oh, dear one, you have come very tired and from very far away. Why don't you rest tonight and we can discuss this tomorrow? So the king took him to the royal table, fed him lots of good food, and then he took him to his best suite and told him to rest there. And above the bed was hanging a huge sword from the ceiling. And upon seeing this, the monk asked, Well, what is this? And the king replied, Oh, don't mind it. It's been there for ages. It's one of our old customs. You just have a good sleep and I'll see you in the morning. And he rushed out with his men. And the monk was so worried that the sword might fall on him and kill him during the night that he just couldn't close his eyes, even if he tried. So the king met him the next day and said, Sir, how was the night? I hope you slept well. He said, How could I sleep? There was a huge sword hanging at my neck. So the king replied, When one knows that death is certain, then how can one engage in worldly pleasures? And so the king was answering the monk's earlier question. And so this is really true, that if we know that we can leave any day, any time, then what is the point of holding on to anything? And if we look at Brahma Baba was actually the greatest renunciate. But Brahma Baba, imagine, Brahma Baba had such a prosperous, booming business when he had the thought, or let's say the realization, the awakening, that I should give this up. And actually, Manohar Dadi shares in her classes that everybody around him said, Why don't you just carry on working a few more years because you have some children to marry off? In other words, just earn some more rupees so that you're well off for their marriage. And Baba said, No. And Baba said, What is this compared to what I'm receiving in the golden age? So he really had this stark realization that what I have here is nothing compared to what I'm getting and what I'm going to become. He really saw everything here, even though it was diamonds, right? Baba didn't deal in little jewelry. He dealt in big things, big items for royalty. And he said, What is all this compared to the golden age? And I remember once Dadi Gulzar had come to Istanbul and I was living there at the time. And we took Dadi to the Topkapi Palace, which has all, there's a section there which has all beautiful stones, emeralds, diamonds from the Ottoman Empire. And we're standing in front of this really lovely emerald necklace or something. And Nilu Ben asked Dadi Gulzar, because Dadi used to go into trance and she had the best visions of the golden age. And so Nilu Ben asked Dadi, Dadi, are the diamonds like this in the golden age? And Dadi immediately replied, Are, aur sundar. Ye to kuch nahi hai. She said, Oh, even more beautiful. This is nothing. So amazing. Amazing, like when you have seen and tasted that world, then this world doesn't compare. And even Dada Narayan said that Baba used to adorn his wife, his girls, his daughter-in-laws, with such high-quality diamonds and jewelry that Yashoda Mata, his wife, Brahma Baba's wife, she had to have her ear sewn 3 times because the diamonds were so heavy and they made the holes so large. And she had to have little surgery on her nose 2 times because the studs on her nose were so heavy. So in addition, Baba mentions that the deities are the conquerors of attachment. And Dadi often used to give this example in her classes, that is Lakshmi living off the fortune of Narayan or her own fortune? And of course the answer is her own fortune. Lakshmi becomes Lakshmi based on her efforts here. Not like in Kaliyug when somebody marries a rich person and then they climb the social strata and become upper class or royalty. But no, in the golden age, each one has their own fortune based on their effort now. And so Baba's talking a lot about this. He has been talking about this the last few days in detail. And Baba says, ask yourself, how much do I study? What will I become for many future births? Whatever you become for many births, that is what you will become in each and every cycle. Therefore, you should pay full attention to this study. So what is full attention? What is half the attention? And again, our conscience can tell us. I believe, though, that if our faith is in the right place, you are kind of 90% there. It all begins with faith in Baba. So regarding the blessing today, Baba saying the easiest thing to do is to follow the Father. So think about it. Where did we end up as a result of using our intellect? Sometimes children get mixed up with this. And Baba answered this actually a few Sundays ago in the Avyat Murli. They don't know which Baba to follow. And so Shiv Baba had said in the Avyat Murli that you can see Brahma Baba in front. And if he makes a mistake, then Shiv Baba will correct it. But Baba also said that when Baba says follow Father, it's follow Bap Dada. So it doesn't really matter. Baba said you can follow the incorporeal and the corporeal. So I'd like to share 2 stories regarding how not to follow our manmath, because that's what Baba's saying. Don't follow your manmath, but just follow the Father. When Baba used to take the children for a walk, because the doctors had advised Baba that the air in Mount Abu is heavy, the water is heavy, and so the children must go for a walk every day. And so Baba, Mama, sometimes together, sometimes just Baba would take the children for a walk. And so Baba would ask the children, children, which rock would you like to climb on? And each child, because they were young, remember, so each child would say, well, here, here, Baba, this rock, that rock, let's go there. But Mama would stand there, quite calm, collected, and everybody'd understand that, uh-oh, something's wrong. And they'd say, Mama, what's wrong? And so Mama would explain, and Mama would say, look, it is the duty of the father to ask, but it is the duty of the children to also leave it to Baba and to trust him to take you to the best place, the best rock. And so they understood not to get too excited. And the other story is of a sister with Mama and Baba. And there was a little cupboard to be fitted in the corner. And so Baba said, I don't think this cupboard will fit in this corner. And the girl said, yes, Baba, it will. And so excitedly, she just fitted the cupboard in the corner. And Baba left. Baba said, very good. And then Baba left. So the girl felt that, again, through Mama's vibration, that something is not right. Mama used to be very mature and very cool and calm. And in the afternoon, the girl thought, something's not right. Let me go to Mama. So she went to Mama and said, Mama, did I do something wrong? And Mama said, child, now that you think that you were smarter than Baba and you proved yourself right, you've given birth to your ego. And so next time Baba says something, you will always think that you know better than Baba. And so next time, just let it go. Let Baba decide. Because it's not about the cabinet. It's about the obedience of the intellect, and it's about not giving birth to the ego. And so this is the story of how to just follow. So Baba's not asking us to follow blindly. Baba's asking us to think, but Baba's also making sure that we don't give birth to our ego. Because this is the pattern that we've had throughout the cycle. So Baba's just wanting us to stop that pattern. Acha, so have a lovely day. Om Shanti.